Hello and welcome to the Weekend Catch-Up Podcast. This is a short, abbreviated episode of what we normally do. This is Isaac hosting solo this episode because something happened weird with the audio on our full episode that we recorded. I'm going to drop a sample of that here to show you how bizarre that is.
It's because...
We forgot.
I've had a crazy week filling in on the morning show.
And yeah, so now that you've heard that, you're going to know why the entire episode that would have been about 20 minutes isn't going to sound like a weird, chopped and screwed Southern hip-hop song. Because, let's just be honest, Bree and I aren't that genre, and that audio sounds terrible. And I don't know what's wrong with it. So I'm going to get you caught up on a couple of things. This is going to be kind of a quick catch-up episode for your Friday. Already coming late because this week has been a crazy busy week at our station with kind of the wrap-up from our fundraiser and everything. So let's dive into what's happened this week. One of them, there won't be any free Peanut specials on TV this year, meaning there won't be the Great Pumpkin episode of the Peanuts. This is Charlie Brown, Linus, Lucy, Pigpen, the gang. There's not going to be a Great Pumpkin episode of the classic TV show or the Thanksgiving special or the Christmas special. This is the first time in more than 50 years that the Great Pumpkin episode is going to be off the air, and that's because Apple has purchased the Peanuts, meaning that it's going to be on Apple Plus rather than conventional cable this year. Now, Apple is offering you a free window of time to watch the Great Pumpkin episode from October 30th through November 1st, and a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving from November 25th through the 22nd, and a Charlie Brown Christmas from December 11th through the 13th. But again, this looks more or less like a window to get you subscribed to Apple TV Plus, and so you can watch it more. Or at the very least, they can make a few bucks off of you after you inevitably forget that you signed up for a free trial and get your credit card billed, because that happens to literally everybody when they do things like this. Next up, you might have noticed that the internet was dogging Chris Pratt this week, and that's because there was a spoof on one of those What Halloween Candies Have to Go. Okay, so someone asked on Twitter, which Hollywood Chris has to go? It came down between Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, and Chris Pine. Chris Pratt of Parks and Recreation and Guardians of the Galaxy fame was on the poll, and he inevitably was picked by the internet to be the Chris that has to go, which then started a ton of debate because there are people who love Chris Pratt, people who have worked with him, his fans, all of that, clashed with the internet people on Twitter that really just want to cancel somebody because they just really want to cancel somebody. And really the whole gamut was run on Chris Pratt's acting history, things he did like rehome his 15-year-old cat after he got a divorce or wore a shirt with the Gadsden flag on it. Speculations were even made about his religious faith because he attends Hillsong Church. All of this was going on. His co-stars rushed to his defense. He even had Robert Downey Jr., Mark Ruffalo, and several others jump into his defense. And it was just this really weird kind of like subtweet battle between actors and just random strangers on the internet this week over Chris Pratt, which feels weird. And I kind of agree with what Mark Ruffalo, aka the Hulk, said about this. Like, let's not get distracted with this. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world, and this really isn't worth it. Okay, so maybe let's cool it. Last up, and this is amazing, NASA landed a friggin' probe on an asteroid. This is wild. So OSIRIS-REx is a spacecraft that's roughly the size of a 15-passenger van and 200 million miles away from Earth. They had this thing dock on a big asteroid known as Bennu. This is bigger than the Empire State Building. They had it park on this asteroid so they could get samples of the soil because it's on a loose trajectory where it could land on Earth. And I say land, I mean cataclysmically crash into Earth at the latter half of the next century. So we're kind of doing the next couple of generations a solid on studying this thing to maybe work up some sort of defense system, or maybe just study asteroids because they're cool and they contain stuff from around the universe. So yeah, we're studying it. We sent out OSIRIS-REx back in 2016, straight up yeeted this thing into space, and it started orbiting Bennu in 2018. They ran every simulation possible except the last 10 minutes of the docking on the asteroid, because you can't really test that until you do it. So they did it, it was a success, and everyone got to watch a bunch of nerds at NASA freak out when they realized that the mission was a success. and it was very wholesome. That's our episode this week. Thank you for listening. Sorry that the full audio with Bree has been just jacked up. I'm so sorry. I hate this. But we wanted to get something to your ears, so here it is. And we hope you have a great weekend. Normal episode coming next week. Fingers crossed. Have a good weekend. Be kind to one another. Drink water, wear a mask, the whole nine yards.